was over in minutes. Only then, standing alone amid the bodies, did Scourge notice that the sounds of battle from below had ended. Moving quickly, he crossed the room and descended the staircase. The floor below was similar to the one above, except for a row of offices built along the east side of the building. There were no interior walls. The floor was stacked with crates and piled with supplies. Bodies were scattered everywhere. Most were Separatists, but Scourge noticed three or four wearing Nyriss's colors. The rest of Murtaugh's team were methodically searching the dead, looking for survivors to interrogate. Scourge shook his head, knowing it was a waste of time. The greatest fear of any Separatist organization was betrayal from within. Only the two or three top people would know anything useful, and they would never have allowed themselves to be taken alive. Confident that the building was secure, he deactivated his lightsaber and clipped it onto his belt. Then he activated the comlink on his wrist.
All clear, Murtaugh. Get Setchel in here.
We're already inside.
Murtaugh's voice came back to him.
Found the control center and some offices at the back.
Scourge had to clench his teeth to keep from screaming with rage. He had given specific orders, and Murtaugh and Setchel had willfully disobeyed them. He made his way toward the offices with long, purposeful strides. As he approached, his anger gave way to suspicion. There had to be a reason they had defied him. Were they simply undercutting his authority? Or was it something more sinister? Were they setting some kind of trap? As he drew near the offices, he saw both Setchel and Murtaugh huddled at a comm terminal. Surprisingly, there were no other members of Murtaugh's team nearby. Scourge approached cautiously, probing with the Force to see if he could detect any immediate threat. Neither turned as he approached. Their attention was focused entirely on the comm.
Are there any others?
Murtaugh was asking.
Not that I can find, Setchel replied. But I might be able to...
I gave you two an order,
Scourge barked as he came up behind them. They both turned to face him. Murtaugh's lips were pressed tightly together, and he seemed to have gone pale. But Setchel seemed more amused than scared.
After you were gone, I realized a flaw in your plan,
he said with an ingratiating smile.
If the Separatists had anything incriminating here in the base, they'd probably try to destroy it before we could get our hands on it. I told Murtaugh I might be able to salvage something if he could get me inside, but the longer we waited, the less chance we'd have to recover anything useful.